podcast show Starbucks People with Dunkin' Money is only meant for entertainment purposes only. Once again, I am not trying to bash any restaurants. I'm not trying to destroy anybody or just anyone in general. It's just to vent, let out frustrations, and just to educate people on what it's like to be a fast food employee in this kind of world. So like I said, entertainment purposes only. It is not to bash anyone. Enjoy the show. What is it like working as a Dunkin' employee? I'll say this. It's not so much, the hard part isn't remembering how to make stuff or how to punch stuff in with the POS system. That's probably the easiest part of the job, in my opinion. The difficult part, or like the hardest part about this job, is that there's like the social interaction between customers, you know? It's okay. This woman came to the drive-thru and she said, "Can I get a dozen donuts assorted?" I said, "Okay, sure." So as I'm telling her that her total, she says, "Oh no, I wanted to pick them out." Even though I firstly asked her, "Did you want to pick them out or have them assorted?" And she said assorted. But anyway, as soon as I go to the donut case and I go ahead and get her a dozen box, as soon as I put the gloves on, I put in her two donuts that she asked for, she changes her mind again and then she wants an assortment. She doesn't want to pick them, I can pick them out instead. Okay, sure, let's do that. So, as soon as she gets to the window, I tell her total. And once she pays for the donuts, I give her a box. But she says, "Can you open it for me, please?" I don't know why she wants me to open it. She wants to see what I got for her, right? I open the box and, kid you not, word for word, this is exactly what she said. I kid you, I cannot make this up. "Okay, can you put those two chocolate ones back on the top right? Can you put those four back, put four powdered in there instead? Can you get two more strawberry frosting and replace it for the other two you got placed back?" That's not what assorted means at all. And then she gets mad at me because now I'm going back and forth with this woman for 5 minutes because she wants to keep changing her mind about what donut she wants to put in there. And keep in mind, because of cross-contamination, I had to throw out the donuts that touches the other ones that she put in the box, which is already frustrating in itself. Like I said, 5 minutes goes by, she finally leaves the drive-thru. The person behind her, and this made my day, y'all, the person behind her pulls up. She goes, "I can't believe she did that to you. Oh my God." Did she ask for an assortment or she want to pick them out? And I told her, basically, long story short, she didn't like the assortment I got her. I had to redo it. "I feel so bad for you guys. Here, just take it." She gave me a $10 tip, y'all. I was going to put it in our community tip jar. She said, "No, that one is for you specifically." I almost cried, y'all. I was like, there's some nice people in this world. This Starbucks person right here with Dunkin' Money, they cool. But there's always that one person that just makes your job worthwhile, you know what I'm saying? Like, she truly made my day. And it makes me a day, I'm sorry, it does. Anyway. So after she gave me the $10 tip that was just for me, she said, "You know what? How much is the person behind me?" And then there's that chain of, "Oh, how much is the person behind me?" And they kept paying for the person behind them until like the 20th or 18th car. Moral of the story. Being a Dunkin' employee really depends on the location and the personalities of the employees within that location. I'm gonna leave it at that. But for me, it's just the customers that's the hard part for me. because I'll try to explain what they think they want, but then they just have their heart set on a frozen macchiato, even though we don't have a frozen macchiato. This lady comes in and she asks for a large frozen macchiato. The only frozen drink we have is a frozen coffee. And even then, she just asks for a latte drink with ice. I'm assuming it's a cappuccino because that has an espresso in it. No, she just wanted a frozen coffee. So then when she actually gets the frozen coffee, she says, oh, I guess it's okay. I wanted the frozen macchiato though. We don't have a frozen macchiato. Yes, you do. Okay. Apparently, I don't know anything. The customer knows what's best. The customer's always right, apparently. I just have to abide by that rule, quote unquote. And I've talked about this before, but there's a disrespect towards not just Dunkin' employees, but fast food employees in general. I think people just treat us like we're just some robots that's supposed to do their bidding. I honestly think that wholeheartedly, I really do. Because people just come up in there, they'll say, give me this, I want. Even though we'll give them like the most beautiful manners. I'm talking, good morning, how can I help you? I'm sorry about that, what can I do for you? Instead, they get returned. I want to speak to your manager. I don't like the way you're talking to me. I don't want to put my mask on, you know, that kind of thing. And they just treat us like we're not people. Humans make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Apparently, we can't make any. So it's as simple as that. We as employees, whether it be Dunkin', McDonald's, Starbucks, Wendy's, Burger King, it doesn't matter. If you screw up somebody's order, it can quote unquote destroy their day. I get it. You asked for a caramel latte and I accidentally gave you a regular latte. I sincerely apologize. Let me fix that for you. No, I want a refund. Okay. But then you want to come back the next day talking about I asked for a caramel latte and I didn't get that. Can I get a free one, please? After you just got a refund. Okay, that makes sense. Perfect. Got it, Karen. Noted. Mental note. Got it. I don't understand. And it just all cycles back to that sentence. Treat others the way you want to be treated. If you do not want to be talked about so badly, if you don't want to be yelled at, if you don't want to have like the worst day, just be nice. It's not that difficult. I don't understand how difficult it can be for people. We can be so respectful. Like we can really be so respectful to this person. Is there anything else I can get for you? What else can I get for you? Good morning. That kind of stuff. And then they treat us back with, yeah, I didn't want that. And it's like Veruca attitude. I didn't ask for it. I didn't give it to you. However, comma, if you catch just one of those employees on a bad day, if they catch that bad attitude that you're giving them, they will receive it. You can receive it back. Simple as that. It's just how it is. Treat others the way you want to be treated. If you want to catch an attitude, they'll catch one right back. It's just how it is. Maybe it's just me. But like I said, just how it is. Anyway, so treat others the way you want to be treated. With being a fast food employee, it's so challenging to come off as helpful because customers can they can quickly change it as to if we're trying to elevate the situation and make them feel like they're in the wrong here and we aren't. this person came inside and he wanted a latte. I actually wanted it hot or iced, and he said iced. He wanted a signature latte that was a cocoa mocha. Now there's pictures behind me on the TV screen, and he can see that it's not a, it's an actual hot coffee, but he asked for it iced. I said, okay, that's fine, sure. I give him the iced coffee, and he says, that's not what I wanted. I said, sir, what did you want? He said, I wanted the high signature cocoa mocha. But he didn't say it like that. He just said cocoa, because he couldn't really speak good English. So I was trying to understand what he was saying by looking at the TV, trying to see what he was pointing at, and going from there. And this person just wasn't understanding. And I wasn't getting upset at the fact that he wasn't, that he was, it wasn't getting through to him. I was getting upset about the fact that I couldn't help this person, and I was genuinely getting frustrated. My shift leader saw this happening. They came over. Eventually, the resolution was, we just got him the hot cocoa mocha, told him to have a great day, kept it moving. Now, we cannot read your mind. If no person in this world cannot read your mind, if you meant to say iced and we put you down for a hot coffee, and then you get pissed at us because we put you down for a iced coffee, you can't get mad at us because that's what you said. Now, the one time I don't ask if it's hot or iced, and then you proceed to say that it's iced, that's on you, because you're the one who said you wanted an iced coffee. However, comma, if you want to sit there and tell me that I was in the wrong because you said your order incorrectly, I'm not going to judge you for it, but you're going to judge me for it. I don't understand. I'm going to keep cycling back to this, y'all. I don't understand. Duncan, employees, or just, you know what, not even just Dunkin', fast food employees in general, okay? We are all people. We all make mistakes. If we screw up an order, just come back, we'll remake it. No, like, we don't have, like, you know, it doesn't have to be so complicated. It's the customers that make it so challenging. And they have to think about it. You know, maybe we're having a rough day too. Maybe we didn't get enough sleep last night. Maybe we're not looking forward to, you know, future events that's happening that day or in the next month. We don't know what's happening in other people's lives. And you telling us off about it is not going to help you feel better. It's not going to help us feel better. It's just as simple as that. So, that's my piece. I've said it wholeheartedly. I was honest. I was open. You treat people the way you want to be treated. As simple as that. Now, being on the other side, I never get frustrated when people can't hear what I'm saying, because I've been, you know, that person taking the order at the speaker. Perfect example. I went to Steak and Shake the other day, and I was getting my mom and I some lunch. This person said, what can I get for you? And I proceeded to tell him my order, and I asked for my mom's burger, which was a hamburger with some onions, lettuce, and tomato. And then I proceeded with my order, which was a cheeseburger with ketchup only. He said, okay, a hamburger ketchup only? I said, no, I'm sorry, a cheeseburger with ketchup only. A cheeseburger? What do you want on it? Just ketchup on it. Oh, okay, anything else? And I proceeded to say the large and small fry. And I didn't get frustrated because I can understand, you know, where he's coming from. Because I, like I said, I've been on that side. Especially when it's raining or when it's like strong winds and it's messing with the speaker, it's hard to hear the person on the other side. You may sound perfectly crystal clear on your end, and we might even sound perfect crystal clear on our end. But it's you talking to us that can become distorted. Like our headsets can go off. You might cut off at some point. You might not trip the sensor in time. I mean, it's so many stuff that can go wrong, but somehow it's our fault. It's our fault because our headsets went off. It's our fault because we don't know how to fix stuff. Okay, that makes sense. I'm always in the wrong. Okay, that makes sense. Duly noted. With that being said, you already know the topic. This is Starbucks People with Dunkin' Money. This was Corey. I'm gonna holla at you later. Peace.